The sequence the astronauts will follow when they arrive at the pad will be as follows. All three will board a high-speed elevator, and the elevator, controlled by the capsule communicator, astronaut Vance Brand here in the firing room, will carry the crew to the 320-foot level above the launcher base at Pad A. Actually, this is another 100 feet above the ground, so the level itself, what is referred to as the 320-foot level, is perhaps some 420 feet above sea level. The 320 feet referred to is 320 feet above the launcher base. Once that elevator arrives at the 320-foot level, astronauts Borman and Lovell, correction, astronauts Borman and Anders will depart from the elevator and proceed along a catwalk to the White Room. Astronaut Jim Lovell will stand by in the elevator, sitting in a chair. The reason here is, of course, on the crew ingress, Lovell, who is the final man to come aboard, would have a wait of some 5 or 10 minutes in the White Room as his fellow pilots came aboard first, so we keep him in the elevator, seated on a chair with a suit technician. The spacecraft commander, Frank Borman, will be the first to go aboard. He will be followed by the lunar module pilot, the man in the third seat, the seat on the right as we look at the spacecraft, astronaut Bill Anders. The final man aboard, the command module pilot, Jim Lovell. Astronaut Lovell will be called to the White Room once his two fellow pilots are aboard the spacecraft. The Apollo 8 crew now on the way to the pad. Our countdown is go at this time. All appears well with the Saturn V launch vehicle, the spacecraft checkout, weather conditions, tracking operations, and also the Mission Control Center in Houston reporting go as far as all their aspects of the flight are concerned. Still aiming for a planned liftoff time at 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Launch Control.